I wanted to use this opportunity to ask you if you have watched the 4K version of Harry Styles singing Medicine about 100 times. And if you haven't, I think you should.
My name is Emily and I approve this message. Hi, I'm Emily.
And I'm Kate.
And this is our podcast where we fully endorse unreleased Harry Styles content. Welcome to
Restyles This.
What a man. What a human being.
I think it's like when anyone that I stan is on tour, it's like the most exciting thing. Mm-hmm. Because you just get all the content about them. I mean, it's the same when Ariana Grande's on tour. Mm-hmm. It's just, you get all the outfits, you get all the live moments on TikTok. It's the content that I need.
My tall British man and my three short American men being on tour at the same time has really done something to my brain.
The most important day of the year happened this week, October 19th.
Yes.
Or last week, when the tweets we're talking about. And my first tweet is not about that, but it is on the 19th, so it does feel important to mention it. Mm-hmm. So, Dan and Phil, you know, blow kiss to the sky in honor of them. But my first tweet says, I said, Twitter calls me a nerd in every possible way. It's my recommended topics. It just to read a few. It's Lin-Manuel Miranda, tabletop gaming, Avatar the Last Airbender, The Lord of the Rings, theater, Stardew Valley, Broadway. It's like, it's the nerdiest possible things you can imagine.
I love it.
I don't know why. I mean, I know why, but at the same time, I'm not a Lord of the Rings stan or a Lin-Manuel Miranda stan. Like, it has me in the wrong groups because of all of you listening.
It gives me Lin-Manuel Miranda and theater and Broadway, and then it gives me, like, Jonas Family, Sophie Turner, Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, Miley Cyrus. Like, it puts me in pop music and also theater nerd.
It puts you in Disney adult, but not the kind of Disney adult you would assume.
Disney Channel adult.
You know what I mean? You're Disney Channel original adult.
Precisely. Also, I don't think we said it at the start of the episode, but if you want to see what tweets we're talking about, in case you don't know, we're on Twitter at RetweetThisPod. You can find a list of like everything we're talking about in this episode. Okay, I tweeted on October 20th, and let me set the scene here. It is my lunch break on a busy day, and I am simply leaving my office to go to the Starbucks on campus. All I want to do is get my matcha latte with almond milk and classic sweetener. It's my new drink. Iced. It's really good. And I walk out my office and I look across the green and there's a giant stage fully set up in front of me. And I'm like, random, but okay. I work on a college campus. Sometimes events happen. I think it's homecoming week. I look closer. There's a dog on the stage. The dog is wearing a blue jacket. I don't know why. This wasn't like a branded thing. Just a little puffy blue jacket. And then I'm like, all right, normal thing. I'm going to go to Starbucks. Strange, but whatever. And then I'm walking to Starbucks. And as I walk up the steps to like the little patio outside of the establishment, this kid fully pulls out of his pocket, whips out a pocket knife, flicks it open, and then uses it to spread his cream cheese onto his bagel. I was like, what's going on here? So anyway, I tweeted about the cream cheese pocket knife bagel situation outside of Starbucks. It was just such a confusing energy because usually the guys who like carry pocket knives and wear camo hats and Carhartt pants that they keep their pocket knives in and stuff aren't really Starbucks guys. So I do appreciate him like breaking that stereotype, but it really caught me off guard as I walked by and he's just flip.
Yeah, I replied to this because I do keep a pocket knife in my car. Mm-hmm. Because it's mostly for when you, like, buy something and you want to wear it, but there's tags on it, so you need to cut them off, mm-hmm. sort of vibe. But I have used it to put cream cheese on bagels before in my car. So I think I need to meet whoever this kid was, and, like, maybe that's, like, who I need to complete a task with, like a video game.
I could see
like, it. Our energies are the same.
Y'all are on a mission together. She was, like, 12 or 13. She asked for a Swiss Army knife for Christmas, and she got one. And it had, like, a corkscrew and a bottle opener and, like, four different knives and scissors and tweezers and a toothpick and, like, all this stuff. Carried it around with her. Took it to Six Flags one time by accident. Had to put it in a locker, like, the whole nine yards.
That's not surprising to me. That makes perfect sense to
Doesn't
me.
Doesn't it?
One time I got stopped in TSA at the Dallas airport because I tried to get on the plane with a pocket knife and I didn't realize I had it in my bag.
That's happened to
my
dad.
So I, like, went through and they were like, it went off. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh. And they're like, do you have any weapons in here? I was like, I don't think so. And they pulled out a knife and I was like, and they were like, we can mail this back to you if you want. And it was like a little cheap Walmart thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh no, just throw it away. Can I go? Like, I was so scared. They were going to like not let me on my plane because I was like a teenager and scared. But
oh, man.
Yeah, I am probably on a list.
when I went through TSA last week with my friend, we were coming from, we were in the Fort Lauderdale airport, which was very small, and there was no line at TSA. And I go to like pull my laptop out of my backpack like you're supposed to. And the guy was like, oh, you don't have to take that out. And I was like, okay. And so I just send it through and there's no problem. And then my friend comes through right behind me and she gets stopped. And they're like, there's a problem in the front of your jeans. Would you prefer a female employee pat you down? She's like, it's my zipper. Go for it. And it was her zipper.
Oh my gosh. I would have died. I would have too. I would, like, literally, if I thought someone had to pat me down like that, mm-hmm. I would pee my pants. And that wouldn't be good because their hands would be there. So on the 21st,
wait, do you think it would be more than 3 ounces of liquid in your jeans at that point? Do you think you could get on the plane?
I think it would be a lot more than 3 ounces of jeans if I fear peed in the TSA line. On the 21st, I tweeted and I said, getting a couple hundred likes on a tweet because Hank interacted with it is cool, but getting a couple hundred likes when he doesn't is coolest. Like, that's all me, baby.
Read the reply. Because it is. Read your reply to yourself, though.
Oh. I forgot I said that. I said, Hank, if you see this, please keep interacting with my tweets as I do accept nepotism. And then someone replied, Jason, I doubt you're a listener of our podcast, but hello. And it's a screenshot of this tweet on their timeline, and it says Hank Green follows. So it was promoted to them because he follows me.
Nepotism said not today. Actually, it said yesterday. So you can't escape me.
Nepotism
today.
Said Hank doesn't even have to see this. We just know he's fine with us using him to promote it. And he is. I'm sure he would agree.
Oh, man. On October 21st, I started seeing this tweet go around my timeline. Someone took a picture of, like, some off-brand hair gel at the dollar store and said, is this Joe Jonas? Please answer. And the stock image on it that has been, like, edited into the graphic design is a picture of Joe Jonas from, like, 2008. Someone found the original picture and put it in the replies. I saw so many people tweeting it and quote tweeting it and stuff, and I quoted it and said, no, that's Shane Gray for crying out loud.
This is such a good tweet. It's the combination of the poor, it's $1.29 for this big wet look hair gel, alcohol free, 4 out of 10 hold. Great.
Excellent.
And I love that it's just Joe Jonas, or Shane Gray, actually, for crying out loud.
Oh, and it's then that line from Camp Rock where he's like, I haven't showered, or I took a cold shower, I looked at a tree, I need hair product, I'm Shane Gray for crying out loud, ma'am.
Right.
It's just, I love that. That's the hair product that he needed.
There's a lot of layers to this. There's a lot of layers to this, and they're all hair gel.
I know all of them because I'm a Disney Channel original adult.
Hank tweeted on the 21st and said, the constant peril of being me. And he commented on someone's TikTok and said, I want to pay to wear my socks, .. message me, with a period at the end. And then he replied in all caps and said, I have a sock brand. Sorry if that sounded really weird.
I like that the screenshot was taken when the first comment was left 29 seconds ago and the second comment was 1 second ago.
He was like, I'm gonna acknowledge this before someone sees it and posts about it.
I'm gonna get ahead of the rumor.
That's how I feel too. Like, if something really embarrassing happens, just bring it up yourself as a joke so other people don't have power over you. That's what I say.
I like it. Embarrass yourself. Don't let anybody else take that.
Yeah. Bring your own cringe. That's my motto.
I like it. I tweeted on October 21st and I said, my biggest flaw is that when an artist asks the crowd, how y'all doing tonight? I feel like it's my personal responsibility to create a mini comedy routine for the folks around me and answer in a normal voice, I'm all right. A little bit tired. It's kind of warm out here, huh? Etc. I do this mm-hmm. at concerts and it's really annoying to people around me.
Yeah, that seems very like something I would assume that you would do.
I have really big dad joke energy and I really hate that about me.
It's like your own little performance. Like, you're the real opening act. And it's that.
I am. Come for...
They should pay you.
Come for the band, stay for the stand-up.
Literally, the stand-up is the tall girl standing by the stage. It's just you.
That's me, the one blocking everyone. And I'm just, like, having a conversation in a normal volume. And, like, the poor 5'2" girl behind me is like, what are you doing? That's me.
Yeah, it's me. I'm the girl behind you.
Look. If I was with a friend that was very short and we got in line together, I would put my short friend in front of me so that they could see. But if I'm by myself or if my friends are all on barricade too and I have been there all day and fought for that spot, I will not wear a high ponytail and I will not wear shoes and I will not wear a hat, but I deserve the spot I stood in line for. And that is my stance.
I agree with you, but at the same time, I will bring a stool, a little fold-out stool and set it on the ground for me to stand on.
You know what? That should be a thing.
I don't know why it wouldn't be. They have handles. Like, it's perfect. Just take it with you.
Yeah, as long as you get that through venue security, you're golden.
They call security. They're like, there's a girl standing up at the front on a stool. You come get her down.
And they're looking. They're like, I don't see anybody who's, like, an abnormally tall height.
No, it's one of those three-step stools. I'm, like, 3 feet higher than everyone.
I have one of those. I had to stand on it the other day to take the battery out of a smoke alarm.
Hank tweeted on the 22nd, and it's just a picture of a gummy bear, and I just wanted us all to see.
Gummy bear in a bowl. Oh, we love you. That's a good kitty.
I tweeted on the 22nd, and I said, calling a stranger by their first name on Twitter is my favorite thing. Why does it make everything funnier in my little jelly bean brain? Because it really does.
It's the phrase jelly bean brain.
Especially if you're fighting.
Yes.
Especially if you're, like, say something to someone and, like, you're kind of snarking them, putting their name in it is, like, it makes it 1,000 times better. Yep.
And especially if they are either one, like, a verified celebrity-esque type user or a total stranger. I tweeted on the 22nd, which was Friday, and I said, casual Fridays are such a wild concept. It's like, thank you for working hard for 40 hours. Today you may wear jeans as a treat. If we're going to commit
it's
to...
kind of, it's like a slap in the face. Make it sweatpants.
Right? Like, if we're going to call it casual Fridays, don't make me wear hard pants. Don't make me have a button and a zipper situation. Like, which, I will say, depending on the type of top I wear, I can get away with leggings if it's, like, a long sweater or something like that. So, like, as we're getting into fall weather, I can start getting away with that. But, no, I was working on Friday, and I had to work on Saturday. And I asked what the dress code was for Saturday, and the person I asked said, comfy. So you can wear jeans. I'm like, jeans aren't comfy. Which, like, I understood what he was saying. Yeah. So we were going to be on our feet. We were going to be out at a tailgate. Like, don't wear business casual attire. Wear, like, game day school spirit attire.
You know what you should get? You need to get the sort of denim-looking, like, chambray joggers.
That is just the 2021 pajama jeans.
Yeah.
Do you remember the pajama jeans?
Yes. And I always wanted some, but my mom wouldn't let me have any.
I've seen on TV. They were horrendous. If you ever saw them in the store and, like, felt them through the little preview in the box where they're like, feel how soft. It's like, is this clothing? It felt...
Well, they didn't look good on anyone.
No.
Like, there was not a body type that it looked good on. It was, I mean, talk about normalizing every body. Make them all look bad. We have to all wear pajama jeans.
I think that's the point of school uniforms, actually.
To make everyone look bad equally?
Yeah.
I'm honestly fine with that. I think that's not a bad strategy.
Mm-mm.
Let's all be ugly together.
I like it. Hank tweeted on the 22nd and said, reply to this tweet with your most popular opinion. I haven't read through these, but I want to see some. Oh, there's your baby.
Oh, there's a rat.
A rat.
That's very photogenic, and I agree.
I said dogs are good. Corey Cool said weed. Potato chips are only good with ketchup. Mel? Do you mean like chips as in like in the UK where they call them chips? Or do you mean like a bag of Lay's? We got music is good.
There's some mean ones. All right. Mayonnaise is disgusting. Whoever said that, Simon, you're on my freaking watch list. I'm blocking you.
Am I on your watch list too? Mayonnaise is foul.
Yes. Because mayonnaise is the only condiment that matters to me besides ranch, and mayonnaise is in ranch, so.
Mayonnaise is in ranch?
Yes.
What? No, it's like.
It's literally mostly
buttermilk
mayonnaise.
And green. What is in ranch?
You think it's just
ranch?
Buttermilk with seasoning in it? It's mayonnaise.
No. Buttermilk? Look salt, garlic, onion, mustard, herbs, spices, mixed into a sauce based... Oh. Never mind.
Mixed into a sauce. Pause.
Based on oil emulsion. Sour cream and yogurt are sometimes used in addition to or as a substitute for buttermilk or another ingredient.
Right. Because when I make homemade ranch, like, not just my little... You know,
your homemade ranch
yogurt
is
ranch.
Plain Greek yogurt and the packet of Hidden Valley seasoning.
Well, that's when I'm being lazy. But if I was really like, we're having a pizza party and I'm making ranch, not just this is ranch that's just yogurt, but like real ranch, I would do half mayonnaise, half sour cream, and a bunch of ranch seasoning and some whole milk to like dilute it. Or buttermilk if you have it.
I hate that's both I mayonnaise do. And sour cream, but I like a lot of dips. So I think if I don't see it being made and don't know that it's in there, I can enjoy it. But if I see it,
You don't look at me ever make ranch, okay? Because I make really good ranch.
Okay, well, I better show up to some pre-made ranch that you've already prepared.
Well, before you come, I'll make a whole gallon of ranch.
That's...
We'll put it in a big bucket from Lowe's.
That's intense.
Lowe's Ranch. Buy it from me.
Lowe's Ranch.
That's my next business venture. Lowe's Bucket Ranch. Pre-mixed, so you don't have to see the mayonnaise. Hank tweeted another picture of his cat, which I wanted to include. This seems like such a weird product placement for Dune and Sarah's book.
Right? It took me a long time to realize that the Dune movie that people are talking about is that, like, science fiction book series.
Yeah, I've never read them.
Me either. I haven't heard a whole lot about them, if I'm being honest with you. I just know that they seem very intense and don't seem like they're for me.
I'm scared to watch it, and I'm scared to watch Pride and Prejudice, because I cannot start liking Timothy Chalamet. I literally can't. I'm not allowing myself.
Timothy Chalamet's not in Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah, in the remake.
That's Little Women.
Oh, Little Women. That's what I meant.
I love the Little Women movie. The new one.
I have not watched the new one. I'm scared.
You should watch it. I have it on my Amazon. Like, I've purchased it. So if you want to watch it.
Do you think it will make me stan Timothy Chalamet?
You know, it might. It really made me stan. I can't do it. Saoirse Ronan. Who am I?
Ronan.
Florence Pugh, more than anything.
Well, I already stan Florence Pugh, so that's fine.
It's worth watching for her.
Okay.
You know, I found Shyamalama Ding Dong's role a little dry.
He seems dry.
He does. He seems kind of crispy. Like, if you blew on him real hard, he'd kind of flutter away.
Like, you put... Listen to me. This is... Okay. You know how you make beef jerky by putting something in the dehydrator? Listen!
He's human jerky!
The original starts as Dan Howell. You cook it for a while, you get Harry Styles, and you leave it in lager, and you get Timothy Chalamet. Timothy Chalamet is Dan Howell beef jerky. You heard it here first. And Harry Styles is the perfect middle of the road. Anyway, speaking of Harry Styles, here he is. He's beautiful. He's wearing a crocheted watermelon hat, and he looks like my Animal Crossing character. That's what I tweeted, because my Animal Crossing character wears a little knit.
A little strawberry, little hat.
Strawberry top. So, I love that we're on the same vibe. I have some wide leg sort of trousers like that at Animal Crossing. I'm going to put them on my character with it, and I'm going to channel Harry Styles through Animal Crossing.
The other day, I physically blew...
I'll change my summoning circle to him.
I love that. The other day, I physically blew dust off of my Nintendo Switch, so I really need to play Animal Crossing again.
It's a dying art form, Animal Crossing, but now the
update is coming out, like, next week or something.
Yeah, let's make a deal that we will play Animal Crossing with some friends and stuff when the update comes out.
Okay.
So charge your Switch.
I need it to be after November 1st, please. I do want to say that city that he's in, I don't know how you pronounce it. My brain keeps calling it Uncasville, and I'm sure that's probably not right, but I have no idea where it is.
It's in the place where Sophia lives. What state is that? Connecticut.
I was going to make a joke, but I won't say it.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, like, a state of mental illness, but that seems really mean, but it's true of myself.
Sophia, we're so sorry.
Anyway,
we're all there.
We're all moving to the same state. This tweet was going around, and I saw people like liking it genuinely, and I expected it to be something kind of ironic because that's most of the people that I follow. But it's a sign, and it says, "Hurting them back will not heal your pain." And people are like, "A message, you need to hear this today, blah blah blah." I quote tweeted it and I said, "I read this as hurting them will not heal your back pain, if that tells you anything about my current physical state."
If hurting someone can heal your back pain,
I would hurt so many people.
Me too. No, we would just make a deal to, like, hit each other once a day, and then neither of us would have back pain.
True, as long as we don't, like, knock back pain into the other person. Like, I could hurt, like, your arm instead of, like, your back, because if I hurt your back, then you would immediately have to hurt mine. Like, a step on a crack, break a mother's back, but more layers.
Okay. You lost me at the end, that's all right.
I lose most folks.
It is the best time of the podcast now, where we get to read patron tweets and get away from ourselves for a fleeting moment. Welcome.
Woo! Patreon!
Woohoo!
I'm opening up the Patreon so we can read people's names. Thank you to all of our patrons. As always, special shout outs to Nate, Margaret Last Comet, Rachel, Kelly, Artemis, Hank, Kimmy, Kara, Elin, Ruthie, Oh My God, It's Burning, His Royal Highness Gummy Bear, the Dune Drop, Gabby Gaberker Green III, Sovereign of Molly, Sarah, DFTBA Rachel, Evan, Chad, Josie, Mickey, Jonathan, and Matthew! Woo!
Yay!
And we have some special tweet shout outs from our professor tier.
We're going to start with Kimmy. Kimmy gets two,
apparently. Okay, so here's the situation with Kimmy's tweets, was that I thought the one about setting your phone into Spanish and not being able to function anymore was really funny because I've done that to myself, but it felt very niche. So I also included the possum tweet so that Peyton could relate to something, you feel?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that makes sense.
But the first tweet says, Celicia, help. I can't change my phone back because I don't know what languages is in Spanish and my DoorDash is in Spanish. When I was in Spanish classes, my professor told us to set our phone language to Spanish, or at least like our social media app languages or something, like things we would see a lot so we would get used to reading Spanish. And I put my Facebook in Spanish for like a week, maybe, probably just a couple of days. And then I changed it back to English because it was too much. But somehow along the way, I messed it up to where, like, you know, when something is written in a foreign language and then Facebook automatically translates it into English for you? Facebook automatically translates those things into Spanish for me now, and it's been years, and I don't know how to change it. So there's a lot of posts that I see people sharing.
Education.
I see a lot of people sharing things, and I'm like, they don't speak Spanish. Why did they share this? Like, I can read it, but, like, why did they share this in Spanish? I'm like, oh, they shared it in English. My phone is just doing this.
Your Spanish professor would be really proud of you.
She would. Thanks. Thanks, Fuentes.
Artemis tweeted on the 19th and said, do we call money dough because we need it? Ha ha. Great pun, Artemis. Wow. You have Hank energy. We're blocking you.
It's very much like shower thoughts. Like, wait a second.
Very much shower thoughts.
Sarah tweeted on the 23rd and said, I just saw this child, like, age 2 to 3 running excitedly towards Starbucks. And I'm like, same, kiddo. Tell that kid to watch out for the kid with the pocket knife.
Oh, my gosh. We look it up and Sarah lives in your town and it's like news. Small child sliced outside of Starbucks.
On college campus.
Oh, no. We just see you looking really concerned in the background walking to Starbucks.
No, it's me, like, taking a total detour to go pet the dog on the stage.
Oh, yeah. No, it's it's a video of the dog, and they zoom in the background, and you see the kid get cut with the pocket knife. But it's actually just a live stream of the dog.
I love it. Actually, I mean, I don't love that situation, but...
Right. We love the dog.
Okay, I included this tweet specifically so that I can make another point about Taylor Swift because you let me choose the Patreon tweet, so this is what happens. Rachel tweeted on the 23rd and said, Stay, Stay, Stay gets too much hate. It's a good song. Hashtag, it's Red season. So Taylor Swift is re-releasing Red. We know that. Stay, Stay, Stay is one of the most underrated songs on that album, I think. A lot of people truly do not like this song, but when that album first came out, I wasn't, like, as deeply involved in, like, Taylor Swift fan culture as I am now. Like, Stan Twitter, I wasn't really on a whole lot of. But I loved Stay, Stay, Stay. Like, I would probably at the time have put it in my, like, top three off that album. Like, I love that song. I think it's so fun and so cutesy and so boppy. And then I got on, like, TikTok this year is the first time I was, like, really, like, immediately thrown into, like, Taylor Swift fan culture. Because I've always kind of avoided it because people can be a little intense. And people are, like, talking so much crap about Stay, Stay, Stay. And I'm like, wait, I really like that song. So one of my hottest takes is that Stay, Stay, Stay is one of the best songs on Red.
I think that's a big claim to say. I understand saying I like it, it's cute, but saying it's one of the best songs on the album is
okay,
absurd.
Let's take a look at the track list, shall we?
Yes, read them aloud, please, okay, to the class.
I'm opening Spooty Toot right now.
Spooty Toot.
That's what I call, started calling Spotify.
You know what that reminded me of?
Oh, God, what?
Manamana. Do, 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 do. Manamana.
Tequila.
Do, 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 do. No.
Okay. So, we've got State of Grace, Red. I really like Red. Treacherous.
I like State of Grace a lot.
Treacherous. Good song. Good song.
Oh.
I Knew You Were Trouble. I could take it or leave it. Yes. All Too Well. Top song.
Yes.
22.
No. Mm-hmm. Respectfully.
I like I Almost Do.
It was really good for one specific year of my life.
Yes. I used it. It was my birthday quote, my 22nd birthday. My Facebook picture was super cute. It was double peace signs. I was on a snow-covered football field. That was a great day. I got a whole week off of school for my 22nd birthday because it snowed like 5 inches. Just Southern
just
things.
Just Georgia things.
I Almost Do. I really like I Almost Do. I would say All Too Well and I Almost Do might be my top two off the album. We Are Never Getting Back Together. I really like that. That was probably my favorite single off the album. Stay, Stay, Stay. The Last Time, which controversial. I appreciate it more now than I did then. Holy Ground. I like Holy Ground.
Oh, it's probably my favorite on the album.
It's a good one. Sad, Beautiful, Tragic. No. The Lucky One. Everything Has Changed. Starlight. I like Starlight. Begin Again. Middle of the Road. The Moment I Knew. Come Back, Be Here. I like that one all right. Girl at Home, didn't love. And then it's some of the demos and acoustics. So, like, I love Red. I think the standout songs from Red are incredible. And I think the album as a whole is incredible. But it has some songs that I'm like, some people's opinions of these are in the wrong order. And I have another controversial Taylor Swift opinion. And I don't know if I should say it or not.
What's your other one?
I think
you should.
I think 1989.
It's the time.
I think 1989 is one of her worst albums.
Okay. That's...
Anyway, moving on. Josie tweeted on the 33rd, on the 23rd, and told Grace to go get your Oreos. And I included this as a reminder to everybody to go do something for yourself right now. Take a drink of water if you haven't. Get a snack if you haven't. Get some Oreos.
Ooh, I would love some Halloween Oreos right in this moment. I don't have any, but I would love some.
While we're on the controversial opinion train, I can only eat like 2 Oreos.
I could literally eat a whole package with no hesitation.
They make me feel sick.
Oh, it would make me sick. Would I throw up? Maybe. Would I have fun doing it? Yes.
I think they're good, and I like them more now than I used to, but when I was younger, I would, like, turn down Oreos.
Have you ever dipped them in water?
No.
Okay.
Have you?
Anyway.
This is borderline John puts cereal in water.
No, it's not. Don't say that. Nate tweeted on the 24th. And said, this is just being a person, LMAO. I have not read this until now. It says 8 signs. It's like the little slide infographic for Instagram sort of things. It says 8 signs. You're probably an extrovert and introvert. Number 1, certain people drain you while others energize you. Number 2, you find people both intriguing and exhausting. Number 3, you love being alone but appreciate good company. Number 4, your energy levels are closely tied to your environment. Number 5, you would rather say what's on your mind than make small talk. Number 6, you enjoy socializing but always have an escape plan.
I really want to know what 7 and 8 were.
Yeah, Nate.
It's like,
I wonder if someone commented.
Sometimes you wake up, but sometimes you sleep.
Nate, you didn't even put the last 2.
Nate, give us the last 2.
Nate. Oh.
Nate.
This is a fight. We're fighting with Nate.
Matt's tweet this week was actually a reply to you. You were organizing a dance party time, and you said it'll be at 1 p.m. Pacific or 4 p.m. Pacific. And he says, ah, yes, Pacific has 2 hidden time zones.
Yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't. It's a long time zone. They have 2.
California's a big state.
Yeah, I'm surprised California doesn't have its own just because it's their vibe. You know?
Honestly, mood.
And Texas. Why doesn't Texas have one?
Texas time would be like...
Texas time.
1964.
That got me good. The podcast is done. DFTBA Rachel, president of Gemma Stan Club, tweeted 8 hours ago and said, having a bad morning, gets email from Spotify about Bo Burnham vinyl, pre-orders it, slightly better morning.
I love listening to the depressed music to make me feel better. Or more depressed, depending on the vibe.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't, when I'm feeling sad, which, you know, I feel like I'm not sad as much as I am, like, horrifically nervous. So I don't have a lot of the experience with it, but I like to sort of lay, this is like giving me Dan and Phil vibes because he's talked about laying in that hallway. So that's just know where that's my, where my mind went. Mm-hmm. But there's on our stairwell, it like is a creepy corridor and you go up and then make a turn and then go up and then make another turn. Mm-hmm. And there's a square of carpet right in the middle where you can't really see any of the rest of the house. And I like to lay on it.
That seems, I know exactly what spot you're thinking about. And that seems like a nice spot to lie down.
Well, yeah. And you can lay flat on your back and put your legs up on the wall.
My spot is and the far side of my room, because I live in a bonus room, so it's, like, got, like, the skinny little narrow part that's got, like, my desk and couch and TV, and then, like, the big part that's got, like, the bedroom. And so I'll go over to the skinny little mm-hmm. narrow part, and I'll put my yoga mat on the floor, just, you know, to make it feel a little nicer. And just lie on my back, and I have these Christmas lights on the walls, and I'll turn off all the lights and turn those on and play Folklore. On my TV, though. Not on my phone.
That sounds wonderful.
I play it from my TV, from my Spotify.
But I did 2 dance parties this week. which were literally not dance parties. It was me saying it was a dance party and scheduling out 30 minutes for me to basically exercise and dance to music that makes me want to punch a hole through a wall. That was the reason for it. But if I schedule it and I feel like other people are going to do it, I will do it.
It's an accountability thing.
So
it's body doubling.
Yes. So I was like, dance party in an hour. That we're, you know, whatever. And it was like Harry Styles and like other fun sort of music.
Your music is just and Harry Styles and Troye Sivan.
Right. And so I just ran like laps around our kitchen island and like screamed, you know, for 30 minutes.
That's great. The first one you did was at 11 o'clock at night and I was already in bed and everyone in my house was asleep. So that was a no.
You participated anyway.
I did.
For a brief moment.
And then I did immediately fall asleep right after that. I slept 9 hours that night.
Oh, I would love for you to give us some context for this next one that Haggai tweeted to us.
Oh, yeah. So Haggai sent a screenshot and said, 3 verified accounts and Phil's thick booty. Please put this in the episode. So Tyler Oakley tweeted something about having put Gatorade in his soda stream and how it was like the best idea mm-hmm. ever. And so I commented because I knew Hank's experience with the Yoo-hoo. I commented and I said, you better clean that out, bestie, because like the sugars will get all gross inside of your machine. And he was like, I use sugar-free. What do you take me for? And Hank responded and said, a monster. And then SodaStream themselves quote tweeted Hank and said, you heard it here first, folks. Don't carbonate anything but water or else Hank Green will think you're a monster. And then Hank responded and said, oh no, I carbonated a Yoo-hoo once. That's not my point. The monster part was that it was sugar-free.
Yeah, don't drink sugar-free drinks around Hank. He'll put sugar in it.
That's true. He will. I bet he put sugar in all of John's Diet Dr. Pepper.
This is a joke. For legal reasons,
this is a joke.
This is a joke. Amy tweeted on the 20th and said, listening to I retweet this pod on the subway. Glad to have a mask on. Otherwise, I'd be grinning like an idiot for the whole J train to see.
That makes me feel happy. Thank you. Because a lot of times I'll listen to my brother and me when I go running. And they'll just make me like actually laugh out loud. And so I'll be running and like laughing and like smiling to myself. And then I go past people and people are like staring at me and thinking I'm weird. So it makes me feel good to know that we are the people that make other people look weird.
Yeah, I love that. I think Retweet This is a smiling podcast. I think Mabim Bam is a screeching podcast. And I think Dear Hank and John is a head nod sort of podcast. You know what I mean?
Subtle, it's agreeable. The vibe.
Yeah.
I've been watching this cat for like a solid 2 minutes too. Now. Okay, so if y'all can't see this, you need to go find it in the show notes. But if y'all remember, they used to sell these in like toy stores. Science teachers would use them in classes, I think. I don't know. I didn't go to public school. But it's like this ball and it's really little and then you can stretch it out and it gets really big and you can like slinky it, but it's like a whole spear and it's a cat inside of it while it's like really puffed up and big. And then he jumps up and tries to grab him and it like shrinks down all around him and traps him. It's just, it's good. It's good content. This makes me want a cat.
I've always wanted one that, the hairless cats. But then I saw a TikTok that they apparently get this weird toe jam and you have to clean it out and it made me not want one.
Ew, I hate the term toe jam. You know what also grosses me out? You know when dogs like lick their feet and chew on their feet and then they smell like Fritos?
Uh-huh.
I can no longer.
I literally.
You smell them because you like it, don't you?
You don't like it?
No, it's disgusting, and it's made me hate Fritos ever since. I never thought of it as smelling like Fritos until I lived with Kate. And then she was calling Boo Frito Feet. And I was like, why do you call him Frito Feet? And she's like, smell his paw. And I was like, ew, that's disgusting. And now I can't eat Fritos.
I literally huff their feet like it's a drug. I get Oakley's feet and put my nose right in the middle and like snort it.
Ew. You are foul.
I love Fritos.
Between that and the mayonnaise, I don't think we can be friends.
I love Fritos and mayonnaise. So
do you dip Fritos in plain mayonnaise?
No, I dip Fritos in bean dip. You ever had bean dip?
I have had bean dip. Thanks for listening to Retweet This, the podcast.
I promise I'm not going to put bean dip on my dogs. I promise.
If you have made it this far in the episode, use hashtag McDickles and tell us your opinions of mayonnaise and dog feet and I don't know, something else. Bean dip. Do you like bean dip? You like beans? I like bean dip.
Hey kids, you in the mood for beans?
You can find find us on Twitter at Retweet This Pod. You can send us things you want us to see with hashtag McDickles, McDickLez. And you can find us on Patreon, patreon.com/retweetthis. Don't follow Peyton. She's foul. Bye. Bye.